everyone to a Baby Boogaloo episode. This is a
baby.
We haven't done a Baby Boogaloo episode in a little while, but we're doing them about once a month. This is a bit of a unique Baby Boogaloo.
Well, they're all unique.
Well, they are, but I think we really struggled to try to name this episode. I don't really know what to call it.
We still haven't come up with a name.
Yeah, I know, and we'll kind of figure it out when we're. We'll try to figure it out when we're finishing off or something.
Yeah,
like
when
that.
We're done.
But here, folks, welcome to the Electric Boogaloo Podcast, our Baby Boogaloo episode. We are going to actually be discussing the top three highest grossing movies of every year for the last 10 years. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
I guess. And we're going to see if we can guess it. Yes. We'll each name three movies, the top three movies, and we'll see if the other one can figure out which one was the top grossing movie of the year.
So we're going to name three movies from the year. One of them is the number one movie of the year in the box office. But I'm going to start at 2023, and you're going to start at
2014.
That's 10 years, and we're going to meet in the middle at 2018 and 2019.
Right
before the pandemic. Okay, well, you know what? Let's get started. Let's see how it works.
The pandemic's going to be in there. Oh, that's going to mess me up there. Damn.
Yes. Yes, it will. Trust me. So here, folks, we'll let you know a little bit. I have the numbers for 2019 to 2023, and Brad has the numbers for 2014 to 2018. Neither of us have access or have had access to each other's lists.
Right.
So if I don't remember it, I don't remember it. I'm going to have to guess.
Now, some will be very obvious.
Some, yes. Others, maybe not so much.
Maybe not so much. We'll find out.
All right, so we're going to start. Why don't we, let's flip a coin. I'm going to go online and get a coin flip thing just to see who goes first. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, well, you know what all started when I was a little boy.
Okay, ready? Heads or tails?
Tails.
And it's heads, you lose. Just there's the door. Door's upstairs to your right.
All right, so are you going first or am I going first?
I won the coin toss, so yeah. I'm going to go first. You're and gonna I'm going to start at 2023.
Yes.
I'm going to name the three movies,
right?
And you need to tell me, and this might be easy, but let's discuss it, whether we've seen the movies, what we thought about them, but we're going to try to keep this around a half an hour.
Have you got the grosses?
I do. I have the total. This is global box office, by the way, folks. This is any movie that was in a global box office, whether it was just in like Kuala Lumpur, if it made $1 trillion, it's the highest grossing movie. So this is not just American or North American made movies.
Okay. So start with the grosses. Tell me what the lowest gross is, then the medium, then the high.
Okay, I can do that. So the third movie grossed $958 million.
Okay.
The second highest grossing movie earned $1.36 billion.
Okay.
And then the highest grossing movie of 2023 grossed $1.45 billion.
Okay.
Do you want to take it? We should do? Just try and guess it before I name any of the three.
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Here are your three choices.
All right.
Oppenheimer.
Oh, so it's going to be Barbie.
Barbie or the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Barbie.
You are correct. Oh, hold on. I got to correct.
That's what she said.
Oh, geez. Why did she say? I didn't mean to hit that button. Sorry, folks. I didn't mean to hit that button. You get a correct. And if you're incorrect, Brad, you get this.
All right, so let me see if I can get this, okay? So it'll go, shit, see, I don't know which one would be number two and three. I'm not sure which. I'm just going to have to guess. Okay, I'll say Barbie was first, obviously. I'm going to say Super Mario and then Oppenheimer.
You are correct. I can't believe that the Super Mario Brothers movie finished second with $1.36 billion.
I know it made a lot of money. I know that.
I think it may have been more popular outside of North America than honestly, like I don't think it beat Oppenheimer at the domestic box office. I'd have to look that up, but I don't really want to.
I don't know. I mean, Chris Pratt got a lot of shit for doing it, but I mean, obviously somebody liked it.
If he got a piece of the gate, he ain't crying about it.
He's not upset about it.
No.
He's really not upset about it. All right, so I got all three.
That's how we're going.
I got all three.
So Brad gets 3 points. Okay.
Write that shit down. I want my 3 points.
Hold on, I'll keep score. It might need a little notepad. So far you've got 1, 2, 3. And I have 0 so far. But I get to do 2014.
You're doing 2014.
Okay, so give me the numbers and give me the box office.
All right.
Or sorry, give me the numbers and then give me the names.
Third highest grossing movie made, $772 million. Second highest, $956 million. And the highest, $1.1 billion. Which is actually kind of low.
2014?
And your choices are...
hold on, let me just see if I can do a shot in the dark. Iron Man 2.
Eh.
Oh. Okay, so I was totally wrong. So it's not Iron Man 2. All right, so give me the three choices. Let's see if I can get it.
All right, so we got the box office. Now, three choices. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Number one, like part one.
Yeah.
Okay, volume one, as they say.
The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies.
Oh, fuck.
And Transformers, Age of Extinction.
Okay, so I'm going to put Transformers at number 3. I'm going to put Guardians of the Galaxy at number 2, and then I'm going to put The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, at number 1.
You got 0 points.
No! What?
Number 1.
What?
Number 1, Transformers.
Fuck off.
Number 2, The Hobbit, and number 3, Guardians.
Jesus.
Remember the first Guardians, not part 2. Not part 3, first Guardians.
Regardless.
Well, it made over $700 million, but it was the first time that IP got used in a film. 0 points for Scott so far.
Jesus. All right, okay. Well, so far the score is Brad 3, me nothing.
That's probably what's going to continue to happen.
All right, here we go. Number, year 2022. Here are the numbers. Third. 1.01 billion.
Okay.
You got to remember, this is right after the pandemic broke. So everybody started going back to the theater.
Yes.
The third place movie made 1.01 billion. The second one, 1.5 billion. Number one, $2.38 billion.
All right. So I'll know what that is when you say it.
You want to take a shot in the dark? For 4 points. For an extra bonus point? No? Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Here are your choices. Top Gun Maverick, Avatar The Way of Water, Jurassic World Dominion. What order did they show up?
Avatar, Top Gun, Jurassic World.
God damn it. All right. So clearly, Brad is out to a good lead at six points to no points for me.
Hang on, though. You're going to get 3 points in this one.
Bitch. Okay, all right, my turn.
2015. All right, the lowest grossing movie, one of the three, 1.5 billion. Number two, 1.67. And number one, 2.06. Your choices are...
Hold on, I get a shot in the dark for a bonus point.
Right, okay, 2015.
In 2015, the highest grossing movie at the box office was Avengers Age of Ultron. Oh, damn it. All right. What are my choices?
Your choices are Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Damn it. I should have said that.
Furious 7 and Jurassic World. Like the first Jurassic World because it's 2015.
All right. So I'm going to go number one, Star Wars, then Jurassic World, then Furious, whatever.
3 points for Scott.
Oh, wait.
I didn't get the clap.
You get a big
for what?
Oh, hold on. Did you try your best?
Your best.
Hold on. Where's my, I've got, hold on. I've got a better, clap there. Oh, here we go. That's what you get.
All right. That's a good one.
Okay. So, I'm proud of myself for that.
Yeah.
Although I can't believe I didn't get the shot in the dark because it was a Star Wars movie. I'm such a loser.
I mean, I say Star Wars Force Awakens. Obviously, you know that's number one.
Yeah. All right. So, 2021. Are you ready?
See, this is going to be... okay, let me hear the box office first.
So, third place had $822 million. Second place had $902 million. First place had $1.9 billion.
You know, that's actually more than I thought it was going to be in 2021.
I guess people in some countries were going to see movies more than other countries, but it's still like almost $2 billion for the number one movie.
Yeah. That's a big spread.
Actually. And honestly, deservedly so for based on what it is.
All right.
Shot in the dark?
Nope.
So you've got, okay. So you've got some weird choices for 2021. Okay. But you're not going to take the shot in the dark.
So, no, because I can't, I don't remember.
All right. So the three movies are The Battle at Lake Changjin, Hi Mom, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay, No Way Home was number one. The first one you said was number three.
The Battle at Lake Changjin.
And the second one you said was number two.
And number one, obviously, Spider-Man No Way Home gets you a point. Then The Battle of Lake Changjin, and then Hi Mom. So you get 1 point.
Okay, fuck. I don't this is know. Not I don't as easy as I thought hell. It was going to be. I don't know what those movies are.
Well, they're obviously Asian movies.
Okay, I'm glad you told me because I wasn't able to figure that out for myself.
But you know, obviously, remember I said we're dealing with the global box office, so we don't have any control over. If it was domestic, it would have been Spider-Man and then two other American-made movies, but.
That's true. Sure. Hang on. Let me get a sip of the
old. All right. You're 2016. Oh, you're having a delicious glass of Shiraz.
Yes, I am. All right. Yes. 2016. This is not going to be an easy one.
All right.
Do you want to try a shot in the dark?
After you tell me the numbers.
1.02, 1.05. And 1.15.
So close.
Billion. So close. There isn't one that sticks out in the front there, which is why that's going to make this so hard. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh, boy. It's got to be a Marvel movie. I'm going to say Iron Man 2. Oh, sorry. Wrong button. Damn it. Okay, give me the three movies.
All right. One is Captain America Civil War.
Shit.
One is Finding Dory. And one is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Captain America, Rogue One, Finding Dory.
All three. Correct.
That's 3 points for Big Scotty. let's update the scores, ladies and gentlemen. So far, it is Brad Waterman 7, Scott 6.
Yeah, I know.
Because you fucked up in 2021. Big time. You only got 1 point in 2020. Okay, 2020. Yeah,
but I don't know the other fucking two.
All right, 2020.
So you're going to get the shit.
Next one is just going to be a Star Wars movie. It's going to be the Rise of Skywalker.
Fuck.
Or The Last Jedi, sorry. All right, so 2020, are you ready?
Yep.
Height of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to these numbers.
Okay.
426 million,
mm-hmm.
453 million,
mm-hmm.
461 million.
This is going to be movies I've never heard of too, isn't it?
So the three movies you have the choices, or do you want to take a shot in the dark?
In 2020?
Yeah. For an extra bonus point.
The Matrix.
Nope.
No, I know.
So you have Bad Boys for Life, Demon Slayer, and The 800.
You fucking serious? How am I supposed to know any of that? Okay, Bad Boys number one, Demon Slayer, and then the 800.
You got one correct. Demon Slayer was number two. Bad Boys for Life finished third with $462 million.
See, that shit ain't fair.
It isn't. We should have skipped 2020 because it was
just. You should have told me that while you were looking at it.
No. Maybe next time. All right. So I get now 2017.
Doing that now because you're going to fucking win, you prick.
I get 2017 now.
Okay. 1.2. Another 1.2. It was like 1.21 and 1.23 or whatever.
Okay. So it was a matter of hundreds of millions of thousands of dollars, whatever.
And 1.3.
Hmm.
So not a big spread.
Shot in the dark.
Okay.
Episode 8. The Last Jedi. Is that my bonus point? Which is actually 2 points because I got the first place one correct. So then I only have to guess 2 and 3. All right. What are the other two?
Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
And Fate of the Furious.
So Beauty and the Beast second, Fate and Furious third. That's another 2 points. Let's update the scores, ladies and gentlemen. Brad's got 8. I now have 10. Got you by 2.
All right. Yeah, because I'm giving you movies that you've actually seen or heard of.
You've never seen Demon Slayer or The Battle at Lake Changjin? I have never seen Finding Dory, so I wouldn't have ever guessed
that. Okay, but you know it. At least you're getting movies that you know what the fuck they are.
Well, when you chose the episode, you actually technically told me what years to take.
You should have seen. Dude, if I had seen that shit, I would have said, no, we're not doing those years because you don't know what it is.
Let's get to 2019.
Unlike you. So yeah, go ahead. Bye. It's okay.
2019 was a huge.
I get three bonus points, by the way, because you sure. Fucked me over with this horse shit
at the drive-thru. So the third place movie, $1.45 billion, then $1.6 billion, and then $2.8 billion in 2019. Take a shot in the dark.
Christ. 2019. Endgame.
2 points. The extra bonus.
Excellent.
Your two choices are Frozen 2 or The Lion King. Which one finished in second and which one finished in third?
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah.
Totally hard. Shit.
Totally hard.
I'm going Lion King 2. Frozen 3.
Okay, well, those aren't movies at all. It's The Lion King or Frozen 2, but if you put them in the... Yes.
I said Lion King 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Lion King Part 2.
No, for fuck's sake.
Oh. Okay, I've had a couple glasses of wine. That's 2 more points. Okay, let's update the scores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Brad, 12. Me, 10.
Yeah, until you get yours.
So I need to do... I need to win. I need to get all three of these.
All right. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
2018. Let's go.
2018. The last two, basically the same. $1.3 billion. And number one, $2
billion. Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yep.
Oh, yes, guy.
Now, number two and number three, basically the same box office.
Okay.
All right. Black Panther or Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Black Panther, then Jurassic Park.
Yes.
So that leaves me with a final score of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can't count. The numbers are too high, but I win.
You know, I did pretty damn good considering you gave me 4 movies that nobody's ever heard of.
True. Now here.
In this room.
Hold on a second. You know what I'll do? I'll give you a second life, and I'm going to go to the 2012 box office.
2013.
Nope, I just randomly picking 2012.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 2012.
Wait, what's my score? What's your score?
You're not going to win. 2012 world box.
Yeah, but I should win, because if it was movies we knew, I'd win.
Oh, somebody is just not liking the lose.
Oh, because you did that to me on purpose.
You picked me what years I get to pick.
You tell me it's movies we don't fucking know.
All right, here we go. 1.08 billion. Mm-hmm. 1.1 billion. 1.5 billion.
All right.
Actually, these have the domestic numbers. You know, they always do more numbers in foreign movies. Like, the foreign box office always ends up doing more. Shot in the Dark for 2012 for 2 points.
2012, Jesus Christ. Hell, I don't know. That could have been Age of Ultron, actually. Yeah, well.
It was actually...
You can't tell me.
Oh, no. Okay, here are your three movies. Skyfall, The Dark Knight Rises, and The Avengers.
The first Avengers?
Yes.
Okay, Avengers, Dark Knight, Skyfall.
Mm. But Avengers, Skyfall, Dark Knight Rises.
Skyfall beat Dark Knight. Oh, of course, Dark Knight Rises. See, I was thinking of The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises, that makes sense because they had that stupid theater threat.
Here's a quick little thing before we end this baby boogaloo. Oh, excuse me. Here's the foreign and domestic percentages, okay? The Avengers did $1.5 billion worldwide. 41% was domestic box office. 59% was foreign box office. So I think for the USA, it still counts Canada as a domestic box office.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Canada, Mexico, and the USA. So this is anywhere outside of North America.
Right.
Skyfall, which did 1.108 billion, 27% domestic, 72.5% foreign box office.
Obviously, that's why it beat Dark Knight.
So, well, here's the thing: Dark Knight got there is a 1.084 million, 41% domestic, 58%. So, Skyfall clearly did better in the rest of the world. So, they like James Bond more than North America does. Anyway, you just still didn't beat me. And I gave you extra chances, so...
I know, but had we done, you know, this fairly...
You did it. You picked it. You chose this episode, and you gave me the years. You're like, you do 2019 and 2023.
I wouldn't have said I'm going to pick you, or I'm going to make you pick movies you've never heard of, because I'm nice.
You know what the prize to win this is?
Nothing.
Nothing. So
absolutely nothing.
Here's a tissue. Wipe your tears.
And you don't even win respect.
What's the world overall box office, by the way? I just want to see. I'm just curious if anybody's ever does box offices. Like, what's the world? Okay, here's the all-time. Top lifetime grosses.
Avatar.
Hold on. No. No.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I'm looking at top lifetime grosses. Oh, wait. Yeah, top lifetime grosses, domestic box office. Oh, hold on. Worldwide box office. Just a sec. Okay, here we go. I just got an itch. Sorry.
I know, I can hear you scratching.
You're right. So Avatar's number one at almost $3 billion.
Yep.
But did most of its money in the foreign box office. Avengers Endgame is number two. At $2.7 billion. And it did 69% in its foreign box office. So people, now granted, we're comparing, what, 600 million people in North America and like 7 billion, 400 million for the rest of the world. So, and that's, I feel like an idiot now. But anyway.
And then the other three are going to be Avatar, Way of Water, Star Wars, and Titanic.
You're close. Number one is Avatar. Number two is Avengers Endgame. Number three is Avatar The Way of Water, which did $2.3 billion. Then Titanic is still in the top five. And then The Force Awakens was number five.
Oh, I didn't say order. Just
the movies. But here's the thing. Star Wars, if we're only looking at domestic box office, Star Wars is number one at $936 million. It almost did $1 billion domestically.
Yeah, I know.
That's like something like everybody in the North.
Geeks like you are the only ones that care about Star Wars. I just say it
multiple times. Let's look at, okay, one last thing before we go. How are we doing for time? We want to keep this around a half hour. Okay, we're almost done. By this time, people are already turning us off anyway. One, two, three, four. Four of the top 10 movies of all time, highest grossing movies of all time. Actually, five. Five of them are owned by Disney.
Right.
Avengers, Lion King, Jurassic, or Spider-Man No Way Home technically was released by Marvel. Avengers, both Avengers movies. James Cameron.
Three of the top five.
He has three of the top five.
Yeah. I know.
One guy, not a whole studio. And his total is 2.2, 2.7 is 4.9, 6.9, $7.8 billion at the box office.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
In just three movies. He's got more movies, too.
I think he's releasing another three Avatar movies or something. There's going to be five or six.
I think there's going to be five.
Crazy. Anyway, that's it for today's Baby Boogaloo. I hope you enjoy it. What do you think about the list? Those are some pretty big numbers.
That's big numbers.
Makes you want to work in the movie business.
That's big movies. That's good movies, too. Yeah,
those are. I think I've seen everyone except for like The Lake on Changjin and Hi Mom or something.
Yeah, there's four that you haven't seen that I haven't seen that neither one of us know that you kept in the fucking list.
All right. Well, Brad, I'm going to give you one last thank you. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate you participating in the game. We've got some parting gifts for you.
Word.
Word, Nick.
Word.
Word, Dad.
Word, Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this little baby boogaloo. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, as I always say. Facebook has O's, not zero, or zeros, not O's. And join us on Patreon. If you have an idea for a baby boogaloo, let us know and we'll definitely do it. Brad, thank you for coming out for this little episode.
Yeah, we need another idea for the next baby boogaloo. We don't have one. Not yet.
We will. We'll have another baby boogaloo next month, but we're out for now.
Yeah.